I'm Heidi Holton. Thanks for choosing this KAXE-KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a National Public Radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Go to KAXE.org, and thanks for listening. It is the first Friday of the month, and we call this our Cavalcade of the Arts because we celebrate the artists throughout our communities, and artists, of course, includes writers. And coming up next, we're talking with a local writer. James Luger is a Vietnam War veteran. He's returned to Vietnam twice as a civilian, in part to research his new novel. It's called Lost in Dalat. Am I saying that right?
That's right.
Dalat. Mm-hmm. The Courage of Family Torn by War. He's going to be at the Village Bookstore today, so you can meet him for First Friday, and I think that's from 4 to 6 o'clock?
Correct.
Okay, and James joins us in the studio now. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
So tell us a little bit about your main character of the book, Megan. She is at this critical point in her life when we meet her.
She is, and the novel doesn't start with her at a critical point, but something incites this action with her, and she cascades into kind of a mudslide in her life, and ends up at a spot where she just doesn't know what to do next. That's kind of a turning point for her. About half the novel takes place in the United States. It's her life, the way it is right now, her world as it is, and how it crumbles, and the other half is in Vietnam. It takes place in Vietnam because there's a point in the novel where she realizes that she has to have some kind of atonement or coming full circle with her father, who she's never met. She was unborn when he was declared missing in action in Vietnam. And so that's the gist of the geographic areas. Mm-hmm.
And Northern Minnesota plays a part in this, too. She's coming up to see her mom.
Yeah, it plays more of an important part than people might realize. It's very short, but she, you know, we have a lake home up here, a cabin. You have to call it a cabin.
Yeah.
And we spend about a third of our time up here, and we come here to escape from, you know, the pressures and things that we go through living in the cities. And this has been a great refuge for us, and so I wanted this area to represent just the location representing her coming from. She grew up in this area north of Marcel on Turtle Lake, and I wanted to show how that's where she came from. And the very last chapter, and I don't want to spoil anything,
but
there is a return to this area, and so it does come, you know, full circle for her.
So, Jim, this is fascinating. I don't know if it's done very often where a man writes from a woman's perspective, and men and women are very different. How the heck did you do that? How did you get into that role? How do you research something like that?
Yeah, well, I did research something like that. I grew up fatherless. My father died when I was 13. And I was raised by a woman who was very determined and a good mentor to me, my mother, and so I could see how a woman, just from my mother's, her being who she was, I could see how a strong woman can survive, and she grew up more or less fatherless, too. So I started doing some research about fatherless children, because my brothers and I have talked about this, and it's affected us in some ways. It's kind of a PTSD sort of trauma for us. And I couldn't find anything about males who grew up fatherless, but I found quite a bit of information based on research by two women who grew up fatherless. And they've uncovered a lot of patterns of women who grew up that way. And a couple of characteristics that stood out for me was that they tend to become fiercely self-sufficient. They're survivors. But the shadow side of that is that there's a fear of abandonment that they live with. And it's a little bit like it was for my brothers and I, like, you know, things can go real bad in a hurry, you know. But The other thing I wanted a woman's perspective was, I felt that I didn't want this to be a war story per se. My experience in Vietnam was first as a soldier in Vietnam in 1965, and I didn't want this to be just another war story. That's not what the story is about. It's a story about how missing in action soldiers, how their loved ones coped with that. And they're still unrecovered missing in action soldiers in they have found no dog tags, no DNA, nothing about it. About 456 of them. 33 of them from Minnesota.
Wow.
Seven of them have been spotted in Vietnam alive by unofficial sources. And they had married into Vietnamese families. And that was kind of a genesis for the idea.
It's James Luger. His new novel is out. It's called Lost in Dalat, The Courage of Family Torn by War. I wonder if you'd talk about what was it like to go to Vietnam in researching this book? What was that trip like?
Well, I went back first in 1998 for a very different reason. It was two reasons for going back, and I never saw another American over there while I was there in 98. But it was I wanted to see Vietnam not at war. I needed to fix that. And the other reason is because I knew a guy, which is, kind of another sidetrack to this, but I knew a guy who said he wasn't going to return. And I never always wondered if he did. And I didn't find him. But I went back. Yeah, this has been troubling me. It was a real catalyst for this novel. I went back in 2017 because I thought I had the story, and I went to a place called Dalat, which is an exotic city in the Central Highlands of Vietnam. They didn't have any battles there. It was just it's like down in this peaceful valley. It's kind of like, I think of it as Shangri-La of Vietnam, if you can have that. And I wanted my story. I didn't want it to be a war story. I didn't want to have it based on my recollections. And so I spent some time there with a man who lives in Dalat. And I went to very extensive areas in the hill country. And I really felt like I had the story then. And I started writing it there. I rented an old French villa. It was built in the 1920s and was restored, and that was my writing space. And so I came back with really the novel. There's things that had to be worked out, but I really had the thing where I knew I was going with it.
So you said your first time you went back to Vietnam, you wanted to fix it, going back when there was not a war. Did you fix it?
I fixed it for me. I saw the Vietnamese at peace. It was still under communist rule back then. It still is. It's the Socialist Republic of Vietnam. But they were imposing communism, and Vietnam was not doing economically very well when I went back in 98 at all. When I went back in 2017, Vietnam was doing very well. And the communist government had the wisdom. They saw what China did when they lifted communism. They flourished. And so they thought, well, we can do that too. And in 2009, I think it was, they had what they call Moi Doi, which is free enterprise. And they allowed people to buy land, have their own farms. It was amazing what it did, and have businesses. And now you don't see people on motorcycles or bicycles. You see them on motorbikes and blue jeans. And
sure.
So,
is this your first novel?
It's my first published novel.
Okay.
I had to write a couple of losers that I learned a lot from. And a couple more that one I almost sold, and I put it on the shelf because I was involved in the next one. I thought, well, I'll go back to it, and I'm going to go back to that. It's a good story. I think I need to do some things with the plot. It takes place in the Amazon. It was based on an expedition I went on there. Wow.
So you said you had some good writing in the French Villa. So what's the difference between writing in Minneapolis and writing in northern Minnesota for you?
I was immersed in the element. I could look out my window and see Dalat. It was especially good for creating my characters. I started writing backstories there. And I was immersed in the element there. And I remember that reading that Agatha Christie used to write her novels in the location they took place.
Hmm.
And so did James Michener.
Oh, wow.
And so though I tried that, and it worked for me, too.
Yeah.
But I had to come home.
Yeah, you got to come home.
You know, you do something in this book that I suspect is not easy to do as a writer, but it keeps, like, there's a quote on the back of one of the reviews of Lost in Dalat says, how suspenseful this book is. How do you create a sense of suspense as a writer? I know it may not be an answer to that.
Well, technically, you end the paragraph with something that's left in the air.
Yeah.
And I try to do that throughout. Because, you know, it's not a travelogue or it's not a biography. It's
right.
It's meant to be something that you need to work through to experience what the characters are experiencing. And they're entering into a milieu that they can't forecast. So life works that way. It works more dramatically in a novel, if it's done right, I think. Even though I have to pick a genre for my book, and it's a woman's story for sure, but it's not just a woman's story. I've had people say, "Oh, it's a war story." No, it's not a war story. There's references to the background of this her father, but and I've heard it called a mystery novel and an adventure, you know, a thriller. And it's really a woman's story, but it's. If I had to call it something now, I think I'd call it a mainstream or commercial, just kind of miscellaneous. But I think I'm going to call it a hybrid.
That's James Luger. His new novel is called Lost in Dalat, The Courage of a Family Torn by War. He is doing a book signing today at the Village Bookstore in Grand Rapids for First Friday events. It's from 4 to 6 o'clock. That is in the Central Square Mall. And you can find more information on the book at jamesluger.com.
Correct.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. If you need more information, you can always give us a call, 800-662-5799. Great to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for asking me.